Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. Over the past year, a local group has taken hundreds of students to the outdoors to educate and empower them as future conservationists. I recently tagged along to one of the organization's fishing trips to learn more.
Have you guys been to this particular site before?
It's a weekend morning at Leesburg Dam State Park, and Gabe Vasquez is giving fishing safety tips along the bank of the Rio Grande to students from Las Cruces High School.
Be very, very careful with those hooks. So those are barbed
Vasquez, founder of the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project, aims to connect middle school to college-age students to the outdoors while educating them on the history and culture of the region.
Number one, I wanted to work with youth in our community to show them the outdoors, to have them have the experiences that a lot of kids that are underprivileged don't get to have. But also to teach them about places like this, the Rio Bravo, the history and the culture, so that they can take care of these places when they grow up as well. And then when you're reeling your rod back in, it's really good to hold it up high like this.
Nuestra Tierra provided this group of students from Las Cruces High School fishing licenses and supplies so they could participate.
You know, we all know that some of the poorest communities we have in New Mexico are Hispanic, are Latino communities, and so poverty and transportation are a big barrier to them getting out here and enjoying our public lands, enjoying experiences on the river. So we try to break down those barriers through this program, and it is really important because they are in our backyard. And not only are they in our backyard, but they belong to our ancestors and our grandfathers and our parents. And that's why this program is called the Nuestra Tierra Conservation Project, because these youth should take ownership of these public lands. They belong to them just as much as the guy visiting from Washington State or anywhere else.
It's an experience that student Jose Jaime will remember. This is his first time fishing. He says being patient has been the most challenging part.
So far, it's fun. I'm happy to do it for the first time and actually experience something.
Star Maestas, another student in the group, says she likes to fish and explore the outdoors with her family.
Oh, it's very important. It's very therapeutic for them, and it's very, it's fun. It's just really nice and pretty out here. So everybody should go out more often.
Not only did the group fish, but they also took part in a ranger-led hike around the area where they learned more about the history and culture of the region. While living in Ciudad Juarez as a youth, Vasquez says his father one day decided to take a trip to New Mexico to explore the outdoors.
My first real time outdoors, I was about 7 or 8 years old, and my dad said to me and my brother, vamos a pescar, you know, let's go fishing. And I think my brother kind of laughed at the time because he said, you know, where are we going to go fishing? You know, we lived in a very highly industrialized place in Ciudad Juarez next to the maquiladoras. And he said, no, there's a place not far from here in Nuevo Mexico where we can go and we can get you guys in the water. We can get you fishing on the Rio Grande.
He says they decided to make it a camping trip up to Caballo Lake, just south of Truth or Consequences.
Right where the river falls out of the dam. And we were fishing for maybe about 20 minutes before Border Patrol was called.
He says a game and fish ranger tried to talk to his dad, who didn't have a fishing license and didn't understand English. So the game and fish ranger told his father he would call someone to translate.
Well, that person for him was Border Patrol. And Border Patrol came, and we didn't have fishing licenses.
Vasquez says that the Border Patrol detained his father and took him to a station in Truth or Consequences.
We didn't know that we needed fishing licenses. This being our first time, and us coming from Juarez and not understanding how the system works.
He said the agents told them that they had to verify his father's identity, which he said took around 3 to 4 hours. Once that was complete, they released his dad with a citation for fishing without a permit.
Devastated, I thought we were headed back to Juarez. And, you know, my dad could have very easily said, fishing is not for us. The outdoors is not for us. This is for other people. But instead, he said, we're going back to that campsite. We're going to get our fishing licenses, and we're going to fish. And that night, we caught 5 or 6 catfish with our little Superman rods and a pack of hot dogs. And it was one of the happiest moments in my life.
It was at that moment that Vasquez says it made him think about who belongs not only in the outdoors, but other spaces in society.
It's something that's impacted me. And when I think about these kids that are enjoying this maybe for the first time, I want them to feel like they belong too, because they truly do.
Educating youth that public lands are a place where everyone is equal is what Vasquez says he hopes to continue to do so this generation can take ownership and pass it on to the next one. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.